This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios at SB Nation Radio. I am Alyssa Walker-Campbell, and we're getting you set and ready for the big game with the Giants and the Cowboys. On Sunday night, we are visiting with the host of DFW Sports Beat, and that is Brady Tinker. Okay, so let's get an update on Tony Romo, and do you think Dallas should even play him in perhaps like a meaningless game? I mean, should he be getting some reps out there?
Well, I'm a bad media guy in many ways.
Shame on you.
But one of them is that I have my friends, and I have my favorites, and he is one of them. So for him, I want him to get in some of these games and play football.
Okay.
I'd like to see him. I'd like his value to be where it needs to be so that he can get a good job somewhere else next year, because I think that's best case scenario. I think, based on the tea leaves that I'm reading, that they probably will not put him in a game. And I think they're being selfish about it, and I don't blame them. And that is, if we put him in the Tampa game, for example, or the Detroit game, and something happens to him, they've lost one of their cards. Jerry likes to have his powder dry. He likes to have all his cards, you know, in his pocket to play. And at this point, if you think about having a bye week and then playing a good team and needing to win two games, right, to get to the NFC Championship game or whatever it is, the idea that they have Dak, and if anything happens to Dak, if one of those big old thighs gets a deep thigh bruise and he's having trouble walking it out, or heaven forbid something worse, the fact that he's got Romo to turn to gives Jerry and Jason a warm and fuzzy feeling. Therefore, in these last four games, I don't think they're going to put him on the field and risk him getting hurt now. It's a selfish, you know, point of view, and I don't blame them. That is, if I'm going to risk him, I ain't risking him until I really need him.
Okay, so what was your reaction to Jerry Jones' comments earlier this week on Tony Romo saying that he wants to do what gives the best chance for Tony to contribute to a championship?
I think there's more ways to do that than put him in the games. They can run more 11-on-11. They can let him run with the first team more at practice. They can do a lot of things. In 2 weeks, if they've won two more games, they probably will have clinched home field. They will have won the East, and they can give him a lot more first team reps. They can do a lot more intense things at practice to get him as close to ready as possible. It's not a game, but they can do things to get him back with the boys, back in the fold more, and get him to where he is as ready as he can be without putting him at risk.
Well, I have to wonder too, I mean, just Tony Romo, he's the ultimate competitor. This has got to be killing him on the inside. How is he doing, and how does he look at practice?
Well, he looks great at practice, and I don't, you know, how is he doing? I don't think he's going to tell me other than what he told all of us. You know, his feelings are hurt. He is devastated that the injury happened when it happened.
Right.
He can't believe the good and bad luck, depending on how you look at it, that, you know, he's out for what might have just been 7 or 8 games and the team can't lose, you know. But he's seen this before. You know, I mean, he took over for Drew Bledsoe. We've all seen this before. And the NFL and professional sports, with the money that's involved, are not fair. There's nothing fair about any of it. So I think he's doing fine. I think he's, you know, when he stood up in front of us for whatever it was, 2 minutes and 38 seconds or whatever it was, he told you the truth. You know, he told you how much it was killing him not to play. He also told you that he really realized that this was something special. He wishes he was a part of it. He wishes he was playing every down, but he's not going to do anything to disrupt, you know, this apple cart in this special season. So I think he means it, and I think in the back of his head what he's really doing is everything he can do to help his friends, because they're, you know, this team and this organization loves that guy. And so he will be a special part of a Super Bowl here if they happen to win it. Now, is it going to eat at him? Yes. And will he definitely go somewhere else and play next year? He absolutely will, because he's not finished. He thinks he's healthy. He thinks he's got at least a year or two left. So, you know, that competitor, I think he's resigned to the fact that he's going to be ready every day. But for the most part, unless something catastrophic happens, that competitor is going to have to wait till week 1 of next year to play football on a different team.
Here we are in the month of December. Why do you think Dak has been such a better fit and he has meshed so well with his teammates?
You know, back to my point earlier about how ready this team and this entire organization, almost man-to-man across the line on the offensive line, wide receivers, tight end, everybody, and then this young running back was to have a good season anyway. So that's the first part of it. He got really lucky with his timing. The second part is he studies his butt off. He really does. He mm-hmm. doesn't mess around. He's not the guy who's out on the town. He is not taking, you know, in quotes, advantage of all that he could take advantage of, from a partying scene, from every other thing that you can think of. He's not doing it. He is focused on this football team and his job. You know, he's a spiritual guy. His mom is always with him. He wants to do well. He's already taken this on, and he doesn't want to let these guys down. He's very close to Zeke. He's very close to some other guys on this team. And you know what? I mean, he may be the most mature 21-year-old or 22, whatever wow. it is, that we've ever seen in this organization. Mm-hmm. Because I think Tony would tell you, he didn't have this level of, oh, I won't say commitment, but he didn't have this level of focus at the age that Dak has it. And then he gets, I mean, Dak gets in the film room with Tony tons. They just go through things unbelievably backwards and forwards. And so he understands already Tony's interpretation of this offense and Jason's interpretation of this offense. And then they get together with Linehan and they say, but don't forget, neither one of those guys are you. They couldn't run like you. You know, so the bootleg is in, the edges of this offense are in. So I think the amount of information that he has been given is tremendous. The setup is tremendous, but give him full credit for taking advantage of every single bit of it.
Check him out, dfwsportsbeat.com. That is Brady Tinker, who's been getting us updated on the Dallas Cowboys. Thanks so much, Brady, and enjoy the game on Sunday night.
Absolutely, honey. Good to talk to you anytime.
You bet. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com.